You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Gather near, the doctor's in the house, so lend him your ear. The things he can say might even make your day. He might even help your pain go away. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you. I'm sure he can tell you just what to do. The doctor is in the house.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in the house. Dr. Ron here on this beautiful day here in Southwest Florida for our episode number 520. Episode 520. And with an attitude of gratitude, I want to welcome you today and repeat what Socrates has said, that, quote, I cannot teach anybody anything. I can only make them think. We have to remember that. And that's why we're here. My job is to make you think, especially on today's topic about farm fish. Well, hello, my wellness warriors, and welcome back to another episode. Now we're going to dive deep into the topic that matters most to your health today. And we do this generally. We pick topics that matter most to your health and well-being. So today we're going to tackle a subject that might just flip your fins. It's called farm fish. I know. Play on words. Now, before you cast your lines into the murky waters of the supermarket aisle, thinking you're reeling in a catch of health, let's take a look at what's really swimming beneath the surface. You see, my fellow warriors, farm fish may seem convenient, eco-friendly as an option to your diet, but there's a dark side lurking in those crowded pens. There's pesticides, antibiotics, and toxic chemicals swirling around these captive fish like a menacing undertow, threatening not only their health, but potentially ours as well. But wait, it gets real. And again, pardon the pun. It gets heartbreaking. Did you know that countless fish meet their untimely demise in these cramped, artificial environments? They're stressed, sickly, swimming in circles. They are a far cry from the vibrant, free creatures that nature intended them to be. And we can talk about tuna, salmon, tilapia, and all the other fishy favorites crowding our dinner plates. Sure, they might pack a punch of protein, but what is the cost of it? When compared to their wild-caught counterparts, farmed fish often fall short in the nutritional department, lacking the essential omega-3 fatty acids and other nutrients that make seafood such a powerhouse for our health. So let's navigate today a little bit through the choppy waters. The choppy waters of dietary decisions, and that is, not all fish are created equal. You're going to have to start asking questions about the seafood, your seafood suppliers. Your health, the health of our oceans depend on it. So I'm going to summarize some articles that have been written during the past couple of years from different authors. And what got me started on this today is a title of a recent article I saw, and it's called The Potential Impact of Microplastics on Major Organs, Including the Brain, and the Science Behind That. So I thought we'd talk about that next week, but you know, we always talk about inflammation, but be that as it may, plastic production is climbing exponentially. You know, they estimate that people ingest 5 grams of plastic a week. And to put that in perspective, that's about the weight of a credit card. That's what you're putting into your body. And they're pervasive. They're in water bottles, hundreds of thousands of nanoparticles, microplastics. And who does not consume bottled water? And they're being found in organs as surgeons are operating on people. In fact, they say children are born today with microplastics starting in utero. They're found in placentas. And they are also in fish. And they can infiltrate our cells and our tissues and our brain. Can that be good? So that's what got me starting about this, on this subject. And the other title that I saw that sparked my attention was Farmed Fish Eat Microplastics. So do people who eat the fish. And we're talking about farmed fish. But before we get into that study, let's just give you an idea of what Paul Greenberg said on a PBS documentary a couple years ago. He said, if you live in the United States, the average piece of fish travels more than 5,000 miles before it arrives on your plate. Around 90% of the fish consumed in the United States is imported, yet the U.S. exports around 1/3 of what we catch. And if this doesn't blow your mind and you might want to put duct tape around your head for this one, it's not unusual for a fish caught in America to be frozen whole, shipped to a country like China. There it is defrosted, deboned, and packaged using cheap labor, then refrozen and shipped back to the United States where it is recorded as an import. That will get your cardio going. As much as 25% of all fish caught globally is sent to processing plants to be ground up and boiled down, then turned into fish oil or dried into fish meal that is used for animal or fish feed, fertilizer, and pet food. When he filmed this, Peru was providing 30% of the anchovies used worldwide to produce fish oil and fish meal. So do you think you're improving your health by eating this type of fish? Fish farms are the water-based equivalent of land-based concentrated animal feeding operations. And as such, they create the same, if not a worse environment, and environmental concerns also. Salmon pens are placed along wild salmon runs, so they pose a threat to the wild salmon that pass by. They expose the wild fish to diseases, different viruses that could make the wild salmon extinct. And toxicology testing reveals farmed salmon is one of the most toxic foods in the world. Okay, here's, you're not going to believe me. More than 5 times more toxic than any other food tested, with 8 times higher amounts of PCB levels than wild salmon. And Mr. Schopenhauer has said that all truth goes through 3 steps. First is ridiculed, then it is violently opposed, and finally it is accepted as self-evident. So I don't know. Some of you are going to be violently opposed to what I just said. And one of the reasons farmed salmon contain higher levels of toxins than other than wild is because they're fed a highly contaminated mixture. Another is because they contain far higher levels of fat. And you know what fat does? It binds and accumulates toxins. And that's why people stay heavy, because their body doesn't want to release those toxins into their system. That's why obesity has to be treated with a detox diet. Off the little rabbit trail there. A chemical of particular concern found in farmed salmon, but not in the wild, is ethoxyquin. It's a rubber stabilizer, a pesticide, preservative, and antioxidant, all in one. So rubber stabilizer, one, two, three, four, four in one. And to top it off, it is a suspected carcinogen that damages our DNA. So, something to think about. Some of the injections that were given to us in the past years are thought to damage our DNA. Some are even thought to add an extra strand to our DNA. So if you have a DNA that you were not born with, that was not given to you by God, are you still human? This is something for you to think about. And we didn't even talk about mercury, and that's a concern for anybody that consumes fish on a daily basis. And do I really have to go into that? I mean, is a quantifiable problem? Well, here's one thing here. Research published in 2010 quantified the contributions to total mercury in the United States seafood supply by 51 different varieties of fish and shellfish. And they found that tuna was responsible for more than a third of Americans' total exposure to methylmercury. And remember what we've learned on this program, warriors. When you put your cell phone up to your head, the cells in your blood-brain barrier open, and mercury then can get into your brain. And mercury is what? It's a neurotoxin. It wreaks havoc on your body and your brain. So Paul Greenberg came up with a list. He says one of the worst farmed fish is farmed salmon. He said it should be avoided because it is one of the most toxic foods in the world. 5 times more toxic than any other food product tested. It contains about half the omega-3 levels of wild salmon. It's often fed a genetically modified diet of corn and soy products. May contain antibiotics, pesticides, and other chemical toxins due to the unsanitary overcrowding conditions that often accompany fish farming operations and may be genetically engineered. So in addition to avoiding salmon, he advises avoiding large carnivorous fish such as marlin, sea bass, and tuna. So I think, you know, we have to rethink that Atlantic salmon. Atlantic is a copyrighted word that is used for farmed salmon. So just something for you to think about, especially those of you that are giving up on meat for whatever reason. So your farmed fish may seem like a good idea at first. But when you think of these farmed fish as concentrated animal feeding operations, like they used to raise fowl, Think about what that does to this fish. Horrible conditions. And fish waste. What does it do? It goes to the seafloor below these farms. What's that do? You can generate bacteria that consume oxygen, and that's vital to the wild fish and the bottom-dwelling creatures. It's a domino effect. And these farm fish are raised in confined quarters, and disease spreads quickly in these farms. And they can then spread into the ocean itself. Concentrated antibiotics, pesticides, and other chemicals are used to fight off these diseases. But it also can kill off other things in the water surrounding it. What are some healthier options? Well, wild-caught salmon is one. Excellent source that is low in mercury and other toxins. And Paul Greenberg also mentions anchovies, sardines, mackerel, and herring, and, of course, this wild-caught salmon. I said that first because that's what I think is most amenable to most of my audience. Did you ever think you'd hear that? That farmed salmon is junk food? So think of factory farming as full of disease and chemicals. What a cocktail. And, you know, for the fish too, it's no holiday. Record levels of mortalities are uncovered in fish farms. A mortality of around 26 to 27%. It's not good for us. It's not good for the fish. So I saw a title of an article by Joe Mercola. Farm fish are toxic junk food. They're a disaster. They have no nutritional value, and all the chemicals and everything else and the genetic alterations. There has to be options for you. Well, the options are wild caught, of course. So salmon farming is not a green solution either because of all the environmental concerns. And when you think that farmed salmon are five times more toxic than other foods, you know, you really have to give it a thought when you say, well, I'll have the salmon. Well, these fish farms, ladies and gentlemen, are toxic, very toxic, because the feed is toxic also. I'm not going to get into it, but if you're interested in getting deeper into this subject, you could study about the toxicity coming from the manufacturing process of the pellets that these fish are given. Is a disgrace. And remember about the 4-in-1, ethoxyquin. Originally developed as a pesticide. Now they give it to fish. And farm fish testing reveals they do have levels of ethoxyquin that are up to 20 times higher than the levels allowed in fruits and vegetables. So what are you eating? Fish or fish waste? Beside all the plastics, fish meal has its core ingredient in fish feed given to farm seafood, but it has plastics. Fish feed is made from a variety of ingredients beside fish meal. So not to belabor the subject, what a cocktail when you eat farm fish. All the chemicals, all the plastics, and no nutritional value. That's so sad. No nutritional value. So, I think, again, I don't want to belabor this whole thing. Farm fish are no good. Do some research. Do some research about it. And we'll talk about, well, we talked about a few options to the farm fish. But we also have to talk about the Mediterranean diet. Now we'll talk about a diet that is being used in Spain, Atlantic diet, they're calling it. So you have some options when you're at the dinner table. It's turning out that red meat is not so bad. And that's where the Atlantic diet fits in. It's a little bit different than the Mediterranean diet. And we'll save that for next week's topic. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dr. Ron Unfiltered Uncensored. And I want our wellness warriors to remember about farm fish and do some more investigation on your own. Some things that all warriors must do is turn off their Wi-Fi at night, keep their phone in airplane mode when not in use, drink 6 to 10 ounces of water in the morning when you awake to rehydrate your brain, because I may have to do another podcast to remind you that your brain shrinks in volume at night so that it can detoxify. And sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you're a little foggy. Well, it's because you have to rehydrate your brain. Get your meat off the seat and exercise. Drink clean water without chemicals. Use reverse osmosis. And now remove the Naples, Florida, where they're taking the fluoride and fluorine out of our water. Breathe clean air. Stay in a parasympathetic mode. You know, our whole lives are lived in a sympathetic mode, a fight or flight mode, where we have so much adrenaline and cortisol. It's just eating us away from the inside. And that's where this future medicine of today is. You know, we have to treat ourselves more with meditation, mindfulness, energy, to keep everything balanced. And I'll keep throwing those podcasts in as we go along also. Because the pill for an ill paradigm is not working. We're not decreasing cancer. Here in Florida, they're building centers for joint replacement. In Naples, they're building an extra hospital just for cardiac. So it's all a business now. And as I said last week, cholesterol is not the problem. It's a leaky endothelial lining that's the problem. Inflammation is a problem, not cholesterol. So we've got to get back from the big pharma industrial complex, who are probably running most of our government right now, bringing drugs to market without adequate testing, bringing all kinds of products to market, and letting the American public be the placebo or the test group, and those that don't take it are the control group. In other words, they're trying all kinds of stuff on us. We're an experimental pack of human beings, and they have no liability. They've been able to put that into law, especially with vaccines. No liability for any harm. So we all have to stay awake. We have to stay awake from the moment we get up in the morning. We have to thank God for giving us the, letting us live in this great country, and we have to try and keep it that way. So with that being said, do your research on farm fish. You'll find out it is not so good for you. A good piece of grass-fed beef, which we'll talk about next week. Okay, well, if you like this program, tell your friends about it. If they get the Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N app, it'll notify you when there's a live podcast and or a regular podcast, which comes out on Tuesdays at 4. I'm also on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, just about any place you can get a podcast. And the podcast name is Dr. Ron Unfiltered, Uncensored. But I want all of my listeners to become wellness warriors and be question everything. Don't take anything for granted. Be the CEO of your own body. But you have to do that with the correct information. Okay, Freddie will take us home. We'll see you next week. Have a great week.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Ron's finished for today. I hope you got some good wisdom for what the man had to say. If it's all about good health, he's the man you got to see. He has a lot more answers for you. So tune in next week when the doctor is in the house. Oh, when the doctor is in the house. And let the doctor know what's bothering you when the doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. And let the doctor know what's bothering you. I'm sure he can tell you just what to do. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you when the doctor is in the house. So if you have a pain, call the doctor. And if you have a strain, call the doctor. Let the doctor know what's bothering you when the doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. See you next week.
You want answers?